This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Friends, welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 49 of Friends with a Twist, the twistiest, friendliest podcast out on the market. I am one of your co-hosts, Kenzie, and I am joined by my beautiful bestie, Miss
Madison. Hey, guys.
We are here to entertain, inform, and just overall give you a good damn time.
We hope so. Yeah, thank you for joining us once again for another thrilling episode. After this, if you do like what you hear, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast. For any of those of you who are new or just starting to listen, welcome. We do recommend you start at the beginning, even though we're a little better now, I think, but yeah, I mean,
I like to think so.
Give it a shot from the beginning. To our old faithful listeners, thank you for still hanging on with us. We so appreciate you, and we love hearing from you guys. We get a lot of questions via our email, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com, and also a lot of questions and usually fun, positive feedback via our X and our Instagram. It's FWAT_podcast. So please feel free to reach out, connect with us. And if you ever want to know what's up and coming for us, or maybe know a little bit more about our partners, please visit our website, friendswithatwist.com.
Yeah. So in this episode, buckle up, because we are going to share a little bit about what's new with us in our Chick Chat segment. Then we will delve into lifestyle fatigue as our life in the lifestyle segment. And what happens when you get tired of the lifestyle? Then lastly, we're going to probably pick it right back up and end on a high note, because we will be hearing a sexy foursome story from Madison. And we know that she is a very detailed, sexy, sensual storyteller, and it's always a good time to hear about her and Barry's adventures. So we've got that coming up as well.
No pressure. Thank you.
Well, on that note, let us take our fireball shot.
And we need this.
Get this party started.
Let's amp it up a little bit. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Ooh, make me shiver. Okay. All right, so Chick Chat segment. We always give you an update what's going on with us. Madison, would you like to start and talk about what's new with you and Barry?
Yeah, I feel like you have a lot more to talk about, so why don't I kick things off? So Barry and I have been, well, it's been a month since the last episode. So St. Patty's Day happened.
Yeah.
Barry and I ended up honestly celebrating St. Patrick's Day about 3 different times. Super, super fun. Mostly vanilla until the final one with you guys. But the other two celebrations were, well, I guess for the one was kind of mixed. It was strawberry. But the other two were some vanilla celebrations. I don't know. I just love green and St. Patrick's Day. I have a wee bit Irish in my blood. So I just fully embraced that holiday. And that's just been a blast.
Yeah. It's like the FWAT official drinking holiday, I think. We've made it, so.
And I think I only had maybe 2 car bombs, which is a big deal.
Mm.
Which is, Google it if you don't know, but Google it as a drink if you're going to figure out what that is. So anyway, that's been fun.
Yeah, so I was there too, so we should talk a little bit about our twisty, friendly St. Yes. Patty's Day.
You were like the cherry on top of our St. Patty's Day celebration. So we ended up coming to your house, and you had invited, between us four, another two couples, right?
Three?
My bad. Yeah. God, I can't do that. Three other couples, because the one was a couple that we met at Podbash last year. Yes. They're our friends. They were staying with you that weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then two other couples, one Barry and I had not met before. But I feel like we walked in the room and just everyone, it was like we were all friends for years. Like it was very comfortable right off the bat with everybody. So that was cool.
Yeah. And that is always a gamble. I think we've talked about this before. But yes, so in this scenario, not every couple knew everyone here. So, you know, proceed with caution. That can always be a little bit dicey. Mm-hmm. We were fairly confident that everybody was going to get along, but you know, you never quite know.
It's never a guarantee.
Right.
But it does help when you're all just in like fun party mode. You're wearing fun party necklaces and little hats. And we ended up doing some bar hopping out on the town.
Yes. Yes, we did. So we went to this one little place. And they're, I don't know, they're whatever, claim to fame. You can whatever sign, I guess I would say, dollar bills. Mm-hmm. And they will put them up all over the wall. And once upon a time, we had a Fouat dollar bill already on the wall, but we couldn't find it. I don't know if they moved it or took it down or what happened. So by gum, there was going to be another fucking Fouat dollar up on this wall. So we did that and, you know, staked our claim again. Had some Fireball there, some other drinks. I think we played some obnoxious music on. They have like the Touch Tunes, if you have that, if you know that app. And it's like a jukebox, but not like...
I wouldn't say it was obnoxious. No? We fit the theme, but then we did some cool stuff. I don't think we played the Sarah McLachlan or like any sad stuff.
I don't think we did.
No, we were pretty legit.
Out of character this time. Yeah. So
and then we left and we went to another bar and we had the bartender pouring. Like he had a stack of like 10 to 12 cups. He poured all these shots at once, doing tricks.
Yeah.
We shared drinks, all the girls, like this huge bowl of a drink. We were dancing. There was live music. Yeah.
It was good.
Although we were all lifestyle people, like it was very vanilla, just fun times, I think, for at least majority of the day.
Yeah, I would agree. But yeah, just we kind of bounced around. Yeah. And then the one thing, I guess, just to mention, it is what it is. In hindsight, it's fucking hilarious, I guess. And it was in the moment. So we are literally just walking from bar to bar because where we were at, there are a lot of establishments close to each other. And one of our friends in this group of merry misfits just would randomly yell out gangbang.
Oh, shit, that's right.
And I remember thinking it was hilarious at the time, but I was also like a tiny wee bit of my brain was like, I wonder who, like, is anybody that I actually know in, like, I don't know, professional life seeing this?
It was literally like gang bang. It wasn't just like gang bang. No, it was like gang bang. Yeah,
there was a multiple syllables.
On the streets, out just, bouncing off the buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. On a Sunday afternoon. No big deal.
Yeah, it was a Sunday.
In case that matters, but
it doesn't help.
So those are the types of shenanigans that we like to get ourselves into. But no, honestly, it was a really fun day.
We came back then to your house and we were drinking a little bit more, snacking. We ended up in your hot tub and it was fun. And I don't know what ensued after Barry and I left, but not bringing the party down. But I think I realized that I don't think I jive well in like the group party settings as far as getting into play because it's so hard to have everyone on the same level. Some people were fine. Some were way up there. Yeah. Some were kind of in the middle. And I feel like I get uncomfortable. So we left before possibly any fun had been had that night. if it was a Saturday night and I could have let loose a little more or slept over here, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
But until that point, not to make it weird or anything, it was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that was just my personal weird takeaway.
No, that's absolutely fair. And I think it's a valuable sort of teachable moment because we all got in the hot tub, and I definitely agreed that there were like varying levels of comfort, interest, drunkenness, willing to go-ness, like all of it.
No one's fault. Just is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, I think the fact that again, not everybody knew each other.
Yeah.
Like some people were just meeting for the first time. And I think that can be a little challenging too. Again, you've heard us, Madison and I, talk about we're not against one night stands or like banging on the first date, but we don't always seek that out either. And I feel like we then tend to make friends with people who probably feel pretty similarly. So it can be hard to like, we kind of threw everybody together and like, yes, we were all getting along and having a lovely time and like, yay. But that doesn't mean that you want to take it to that level.
At that first meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that kind of added a layer as well. And yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody was like, you know, nobody was like crying or upset or like hurt or like,
No, it was none of that. No.
Like, but yeah, there were just some varying, whatever, interest levels, I'll say, you know, so totally understandable though. So
still a positive night.
Yes.
I had a blast during the day. It just sucked. It was a Sunday and Barry and I had to go to work the next day.
Yeah. That, yeah. That's tough. Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good time.
Yes. And I guess besides that, the real one big thing that Barry and I recently have been getting into is we had a date with a single male.
Oh.
Like we planned a couple weeks ahead to meet this single guy that we have met previously.
Okay.
And I will be sharing the story, unfortunately not tonight, but it is a good one and I promise to share it next time it's my turn. We planned to meet him at a neutral location. Like he drove in a couple hours to meet us. We drove about an hour to meet him there and we had a blast. And I don't know how much I should share. I shared a story. It was three fireball shot glasses. And I think I put Madison and Barry plus one or something like that. Just to be fun.
And everyone was very intrigued.
It's like, male? Female?
Who is it? What's happening? Oh my God.
I was like, oh shit. It's a male. He's cool. He's our friend now. And it is what it is. But very respectable guy. We had a great time. He was very pleasant. I'm glad we gave him another chance after that first time we met at PGC.
Good.
If I haven't said that, we had already met him at PGC. Sometimes the club scene isn't the easiest to connect with a single person.
Sure, it's tough.
Whoever they may be, it's hard to just have that connection there. Mm-hmm. So it's always worth giving someone another chance to meet elsewhere. So
yeah,
I promise there's a very sexy story from that night. I will also add that I had taken two of the Love Your Libido gummies.
Oh.
So it's, you know, we're partners with the Shivers and the Love Your company. And I took two of the libido ones and I was feeling it that night. Ooh. I remember before the play went down, I sent Barry a selfie in my lingerie and I was like, I'm so horny. And like, I don't normally just do that. Like, I was like, I wanted to grind the bed. Like, the gummies fucking put me on another level. So I had an amazing night.
All right.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God. Now we got to wait like 2 months to hear this story.
But it was great. So yes, those gummies are fucking spot on. Just to go off of that real quick. So I recently had one of the Hustle gummies again, which is the Love Your, like it gives you energy and whatnot throughout the day.
Okay.
I feel fucking amazing in the afternoon with them. Normally I have this slump where I just want to take a nap, even during the workday because I work from home. I want to take a nap, but it's nothing sexual, but it just gives me this drive to freaking push through the day.
Okay.
And I don't know. They've been fucking life changing for me, to be honest, recently. Right. So
nice.
Yeah. Shameless plug there, but like you're going to hear from... I don't know. At some point in this episode, you'll hear a little bit from one of our partners, which is them. But they've been amazing, and I am very thankful that we are partners with them.
Nice.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. And that's probably about it for me. So how about you? I know you guys just got back from vacation. You have all this good shit to talk about. Yeah. Tell me.
Got a few things. Okay. So I'm going to just maybe rewind a hot second just to kind of give a shout out to our Podbash friends that came to visit us over St. Patty's Day weekend. I'm realizing at this very second, we never talked to them about like their aliases. So sorry.
You know who you are. We love you.
You know who you are. So yeah. So we had met this couple at Podbash. We've stayed in touch. I mean, we were chatting before Podbash as well. Anyway. They came out to visit. We had a lovely time. Thank goodness we had nice weather when they were here. Mm-hmm. So we were able to like do some things like outside and it was fun and good. They're from out west. So coming to PA is not always like a super fun, enticing thing. But yeah, so we did various things, you know, around like kind of closer to home. We all met up in Philly on Saturday afternoon. We took them to the Reading Terminal Market and got some snacks and goodies there.
We taught them history of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we let them walk past the Liberty Bell. We didn't pay any fees or do the thing to like go inside and actually do anything. But we showed them like the Liberty Bell is right over there. Mm-hmm. And then we proceeded to the next closest bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the kind of good friends we are.
The Ben Franklin place is where we stopped.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway. So, again, nice weather, beautiful day. It was fun just to kind of bar hop and stuff down there. Had some dinner and whatever. And then it was time to get ready and go to PGC. Mm-hmm. So we had a fun night there.
Yeah, we were there and it was the St. Paddy's Day theme night. Yes. So we were all in different variations of green. The men looked dazzling, but everyone had their little quirks of St. Paddy's Day. It was super cute.
Yeah, very fun. They listen to the podcast, so they know that we talk about PGC all the time. So I think they enjoyed actually being able to see PGC and like what it is. So yeah, so that was a fun night. Like we all sort of individually stayed over in Philly. So we didn't have to worry about driving home or any of that. So yeah, it was really fun to host them. Sorry, I cut you off.
And we met another cool couple that listens to the podcast at PGC. Yes. They were very fun to hang out with. No, we don't have names or anything for them, but hopefully they're still listening. Hopefully they know who they are. She was tall like me and they were very nice. So yes. Hi guys.
Hello. Thank you. Yeah. So good time all around there. And then, yeah, I mean, my big thing to sort of drone on about, and I'll try not to do that, Gary and I are back from our Desire trip over the Easter weekend. If you all will indulge me, yes. I will talk a little bit about that. This is not intended to be any sort of like extensive, this is what Desire is.
Which Desire?
RM.
Because there's Pearl and Riviera Maya.
So. Correct.
To yes. clarify, it's RM.
All right, so we're at on. RM. So. I got three segments here. So RM has recently had some, I don't know, renovations, upgrades, changes. The new section of RM, I would say, is about, whatever, 100 yards. I don't know. Is that like a football field?
I have no idea.
Away from the old stuff. Like a city block. I don't okay. know. Like, yeah, I'm terrible okay. with this shit too. So I'm just trying to give a couple reference points here. So I know we talked to a few people who kind of felt that there is a little bit like loss of intimacy.
Because it's so spread out.
Because now it's more spread out, right? I think what happened is Desire bought like a property next to RM. Oh, okay. So it's towards Margaritaville is the way that they expanded, in case that makes sense to anybody. There is a new, what they are calling on their map, the Sensual Pool, which is definitely larger than their old pool. The old pool is still in operation, but it's kind of considered now to be like a quiet pool. So if you've been to Temptation, for example, they also have that same dynamic, a quiet pool and a sexy pool. So I think kind of a similar idea happening at RM now.
Okay.
I think as with any change, you know, people are going to love some stuff. They're going to not be happy about stuff. You're going to have a little bit of that. So now the lobby is where there's a couple new restaurants involved. They're moving the disco and the spa over there. The brand new hot tub is now in this area. Again, this sensual, very large pool. They've built two new buildings of rooms that are all on this side now. So yeah, they've added quite a bit. All of it is very nice. The hot tub at RM is now still up a flight of stairs, but it's not quite the death trap that the old one was.
Do they still have the old one?
I think it physically is there, but you cannot get to it anymore. Okay. They have it all blocked
phasing
off.
It out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, trying to make some correlations here. If you've been to Temptation and you've been up to that seventh floor where there is like, I don't know if that's, I guess
bar?
It's a pool. Yeah. The sky bar area. Yeah. So the Desire RM hot tub is now similar to that seventh floor at Temptation.
Okay.
So you got to go up the stairs. There's the hot tub. It's freaking huge now, which again, I think some people really appreciate. I think some people were like, oh, I liked being a sardine in the other tiny hot tub.
Ew.
I don't know. I'm not that person, but whatever. I get it. Fine. To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like really nice new like beds, couches, kind of these little, I don't know, almost like birdcage looking things, new furniture, different options, because around the hot tub is where you can play. Play is not allowed around the pool, but it is around the hot tub. So the importance of new furniture is a little exciting.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it's almost like that infinity feeling, because as you turn away from the bar and you're in the hot tub looking out over the ocean or the gulf or whatever, the water, very beautiful.
Oh.
So it is an improvement, I think, over their old hot tub.
Sounds like it.
And then I believe what has just opened since we even left like a week ago, there is now a brand new disco and playroom that has opened, which is directly off of the hot tub area.
Wow.
So I honestly would be very interested to go back and see how that whole dynamic works now that everything will be more centrally located. When we were there, you had to still walk over to like the quote unquote old disco. But now that everything will be on the new side, could be interesting. There's that. The new rooms are beautiful. We were able to like barge into somebody's room that they did invite us. I guess we weren't barging, but definitely very like new, sleek, sexy.
Good.
The room that we happened to get invited to, they had a room that walked, you could walk out into kind of a private pool situation.
Ooh,
okay. You know, we make fancy friends. So, so yeah, I mean, it was cool. And it, honestly, it was fun because they invited a group of us over. So like we went for a couple drinks or whatever. But it's one of those things that you're at this resort to try to meet people. And while we were having a fun time with that group, I don't know, if you were staying in that room for your entire vacation, I feel like you would never really even use that.
Yeah.
Because why do you want to sit in your own private pool? Like you want to go where the people are.
Where the people are.
Yes, Ariel. Yes. Like, sing
what
it.
Disney movie is that?
Yes, Little Mermaid. Yes. So anyway.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Okay. So there's like my little recap of some of the changes to RM. And again, sorry if you haven't been there, that means nothing. Sorry. Okay.
Go,
so highlights.
Go there.
Go check it out. So highlights of our trip. Absolutely, we still love Desire, all of it. It's great. We had beautiful weather. We enjoyed seeing people from last year when we were at RM. I think you'll find that a lot of people travel at the same time of year, which is exactly what we do. Like that's when we can take some time off. And so you'll see some familiar faces, which is nice. We met up with some good friends of ours who I will call the Fireball couple because he bought an obscene amount of Fireball while we were there. Side note. My big beef with Desire, RM, and Pearl is that they do not provide Fireball. You have to fucking buy it.
Tell them.
Bullshit.
Tell
them. Yeah. We really enjoyed the theme nights while we were there. I, Kenzie, really enjoyed the, I'm going to call it the BDSM night. That's not what they called it. I don't know. They called it like fetish night or some shit. So the fun thing for me is I took the vampire gloves this trip. So I had on my little like pleather outfit and I had the vampire gloves on.
Ooh, baby.
And during sort of, I'll kind of come back to this, but there's evening entertainment every night and everybody kind of congregates around sort of the lobby bar. And I had these gloves, these vampire gloves on with like the little spikes on them. They're black leather gloves, tiny little spikes. So for anyone who was willing, I was giving like very gentle little caresses, like usually like on an arm, a leg, maybe on the back, like, you know, nothing too crazy. And I fucking had a blast with that. And then like people would pull me over to do it to somebody new who just showed up. You know, they were finally done with dinner and joining the party or whatever.
Good idea.
So that was super fun. And my other highlight to mention, And this is sort of twofold. It's not just me saying that I did this. They do various activities during the day, water volleyball, water aerobics. I happen to partake in an aqua pole class.
Good for you.
I know. Oh, shocker. I know. So go, girl. They had these, like, I don't know, it was like some sort of weighted platform and like a pole that they put in the damn pool. And I couldn't understand how this was going to work, but it fucking did.
It was like half underwater.
Yeah, basically.
Not floating. Okay. Right. Got it.
But it honestly, it made it easier to do things because you had some buoyancy.
I could do that.
So I mention it because I thought it was fun and unique and that was new to me. But also, one of the other women who did that activity definitely had the yellow bracelet on, which indicates that it was her first time at Desire.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it was her very first day at the resort. So at the end of the class, I heard her telling the playmaker who ran the class, she was thanking the playmaker for getting her involved because she said she would have never done it if not for the playmaker, kind of like, I don't know, dragging her into it, like in a fun, friendly way. Mm-hmm. So the reason that I wanted to bring this up is because if you are new to this type of resort, I'm sure it can be really intimidating to kind of join in on this stuff. But I think it's valuable to do so. It kind of breaks the ice and just helps you talk to new people or whatever the case is.
I agree.
For what it's worth, I wanted to mention it really for that reason.
Wow, it sounds like you had a really great trip. Was literally every day rainbows and unicorns and like perfection?
Yeah, almost. No. No. All right. Last part of it. Well, almost the last part of this. Some challenges. Spoiler alert. We didn't play with anyone except ourselves all trip.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Okay.
But perhaps weird a little surprising. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you're going to a lifestyle resort. It seems as though the odds are in your favor that you will play with someone. And we were open to it. It just didn't align. Okay. So there's some reasons for that, I think. First, Gary got some food poisoning.
Shit. We've all been there.
Yeah. So,
okay.
By and large, overall, food was wonderful and fine. I think there was an egg situation. Something didn't sit right, whatever. So Gary was out for the count for a little bit as far as, I don't know, being 100%.
Drinking, feeling fun, 100%. Sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then, of course, by the time he was feeling better, then I was out of sorts.
That's fucking life, and, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So just like the stars were not aligning and it fucking happens. So whatever. The other maybe factor, I guess I would say, is I acknowledge, I think that Gary and I sort of had blinders on, so to speak. Because we went into this trip knowing that we were going to see several couples that we met last year at RM when we went.
Okay.
And we had interest in those couples. Mm-hmm. So I think we went in
focused on that.
Kind of focused, kind of hoping that something would happen there. With one of those couples, there were some kind of physical issues happening. We had our physical issues. Like, oh, it just wasn't lining up. Mm-hmm. With one of the other couples, we did actually have like a not super sexy heart to heart and realize that we have very different play styles that we're not going to align.
Well, that's good.
Which was good.
Yeah.
A little sad, but like, we're glad that we had that conversation.
And really,
we were all clear of like, okay, this won't work. So fine, good to know. But so like then that was out. Mm-hmm. So again, by the time all of that's happening, like then basically like Gary's sick, I'm sick, like, and then it was just the end of the
time
trip.
To go.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, whatever. We don't go on vacation expecting that we're going to fuck everybody that we meet. Like, that's not it at all. We're absolutely open to fucking some people. But obviously, we're never going to force it or completely expect it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just, things did not line up this time.
Did you fuck each other?
Yes.
Great.
And that was amazing. So
that's
there's
the most
that,
important.
Right? That's what it matters. So yeah, just kind of funny, haha. Absolutely, the opportunity is there at these resorts, but
oh, hell yes.
It can still be tough to coordinate things. So I'm just putting that out there for anybody who is maybe new to this. But yes, overall, wonderful trip. Gary and I still had some amazing, happy vacation sex because that's just like a different, it hits different on vacay. So that was all good. But yeah, just kind of like a little funny, haha, the swingers who don't swing on vacation.
I thought we were casual swingers. Okay.
We're like social and whatnot.
It's so fine.
Yeah. Okay. Last but not least.
Oh, there's more. Okay, go.
Oh, wait. There's more.
Go on.
We'll see. Okay. So I just wanted to share a couple notes that were actually provided by our new Kentucky friends. This was their first time to any of the Desire or Temptation properties, to anything like this. So if you have never been, a couple things that might be helpful for you. There is absolutely a flow to the day.
That is so good to know.
People will roll up to the pool like all different times of the morning. They're there most of the day. People might take a nap at lunch, whatever. Then there's a move to the hot tub. Usually when the pool bar closes, like whatever, 4:35 in the afternoon, people will migrate to the hot tub, spend some time there until they have to go get ready for their dinner reservation. People do dinner. Then you'll move to the lobby where the entertainment is that usually starts at like 9, 9:30, something like that. That show happens, and then everyone tends to migrate to the disco, at least for a little bit. And then from there, meh, who knows? People go back to their room. They go back to somebody else's room.
Do they go back to the hot tub?
Go to the hot tub. Oh, yeah. Okay. Any of those things. So you're going to see that flow of the day. So if you show, if you have dinner at 5:30 and then you're like looking for people, it might feel like no one's around, because they're still in the hot tub. They're still at dinner. So anyway, there's an absolute flow of the day. So just know that. Expect that the playmakers and the games that are done around the pool are definitely going to be different than anything that you've seen at a vanilla resort. There's, you know, it's much more sexually charged. There's dancing and grinding and thrusting and whatever. Like, find a partner and how many sex positions can you do in a minute, or like that kind of stuff. So just be aware that that's going to be different. The theme nights. My advice and our Kentucky friends' advice is absolutely go for it.
Yes, thank you.
Like,
I
just
agree.
Do it.
I agree.
'Cause you will see a lot of people participating.
Yes.
I get that not every theme night is going to be your jam.
Just do whatever you can.
So just whatever you're comfortable with. Like, you don't have to go all out, but like, try. 'Cause I think you're going to end up enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then last but not least, people are not fucking everywhere all day. I think maybe that is something that people think happens at a swinger resort, and it's not. Especially at the Desire properties, you literally cannot, you can't fuck, like at the pool, for example.
I didn't realize that, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, right?
I just didn't remember
it's
that.
It's restrictive.
But you can fuck when and where?
Around the hot tub, I think any time of day.
Oh, okay.
But
just not at the
like,
general pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, again, just kind of like I think a myth maybe people have going into that kind of vacation that that's like, oh my God, it's going to be shit everywhere. Not at Desire. Maybe at other resorts. I don't know. I've never been. So that wraps up the Desire trip. The very, very last thing I promise to say right now is Gary and I had dinner with a female couple that we are, I think, building a friendship with. So that's kind of unique and different for us. This will tie into what we're going to talk about next in life and the lifestyle. But we genuinely had a good, fun time with them, even though it was kind of like that first date mentality. It was still actually a really enjoyable evening. So more to come on that. Just wanted to mention thanks to R&M for meeting us for dinner.
Just had to throw that in there real quick and move on. Thanks. I don't know. I'm fucking speechless at this point. You took the words out of me, but great job summarizing your trip. It was fucking amazing. And before we move on to life and the lifestyle, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Quiver, the lifestyle app that we are both a part of and trying to immerse ourselves into, trying to help grow along the Northeast, or at least the East Coast of the U.S. So Barry and I have had some positive interactions, actually, with a lot of people from the West Coast or Texas. Like a lot of messages right off the bat, yeah, which is nice because at least people are interacting with us and they're very friendly. Nobody has been pushy. It's been couples and singles, but they've been nice. Or Barry and I, we try to post some sexy photos randomly. We did one over the Easter weekend and so much positive, welcoming feedback. Yeah. Not like thirsty, gross shit, but like fun, welcoming, like, wow, great photo, like very nice stuff.
Good.
So I feel like Barry and I, at least for ourselves, are trying to put out there if we're going somewhere or we share a photo if we've been somewhere just to help make some sort of connection.
Yeah.
It's been a positive experience thus far. I don't know. How has it been the same for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we need to go to Texas. There's like a huge quiver following in Texas. So yes, if you are interested and willing and you're on the East Coast, you can check Quiver out, use the FWAT as your Q code when it asks for it when you sign up. 30 days, all access. You get all the bells and whistles. You can check it out, see what you think.
It's also going to be in our show notes. If you directly click that link, it'll link you right to our discount code for
definitely.
Free trial. And if I feel like it's been a lot of couples in this area. So if you are a single guy listening to this in the Northeast or East Coast area, really, really might be beneficial to hop on board the Quiver train because I feel like the single guy population is not yet saturated.
Yes.
Seriously, like get on board because there are couples out there looking for that shit.
Yeah.
Including us.
Hello. So yes, we've been enjoying Quiver, hoping to help them grow on this side of the country.
Yeah, we also have a FWAT page. Friends with a Twist has their own page on Quiver, so find us.
Yeah, yeah.
Any questions about Quiver or any feedback or anything you want to share with us, just reach out to us. Let us know. We'll help you out.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are too sober for this. We're going to come back for Life and the Lifestyle, talking about lifestyle fatigue, so stay tuned.
Woo-woo.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, so we're back for Life and the Lifestyle. And as we alluded to earlier, this episode, we are talking about lifestyle fatigue. And what we mean by that is, I feel like kind of two different scenarios. Maybe it's twofold. So it's when you're in the lifestyle for a long time, maybe you're a little bit jaded or not as wowed by the things that you're exposed to all the time.
Yeah.
Where to someone else, it might be pretty jarring. Or it's the other end of the stick where you've been in it for so long that you, in some sense, need a break. Like, or you just need to step away and reevaluate for a little bit because you've been in it for so long. You're so like brainwashed in a way. Like, it's just so part of your norm that you need a break to really be excited by it again. So that's what we're going to focus on today. I know it's not the most positive topic, but I, in my lifestyle journey, have been through this a few times. I feel like it's a roller coaster over the past, I don't know, 15 years or whatever that I've been doing this shit. Like, there's ups and there's downs where I need to step away, where I'm like, this is so mundane at this point. Like, it's the same fucking shit all the time. You need to step away so it gets exciting again. So that's what we're going to chat about today. And you had put out some polls on Twitter, sorry, X and Instagram, just to get some feedback from some of our listeners who I think feel the same way.
I think.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So would you mind sharing that?
Sure. So on X, I asked, do you ever get tired of the lifestyle? Are there some aspects that fatigue you? So as of this very second recording... 45% of respondents said that they are tired of the apps and sites.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Only 10% said they're tired of parties or events, which I think, like, I kind of see that. 26% said that they are over first dates.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then 19% chose other. And I asked them to comment below. So some of the comments, I will not read every single one, but there were a variety of comments in sort of that other section. There was a comment about being over the pursuit of potential partners that goes nowhere.
True.
Which definitely can get frustrating and tiring. I can definitely see that. There is a comment about the underlying fear of being judged or shamed because of consensual activities between adults that are nobody's business.
Oh.
And the fact that even people in the lifestyle don't bother to fully educate themselves about STIs and continue to unintentionally perpetuate stigma.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Fair.
That was very thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all of the above and then some. Single guys that turn out to be cheating husbands. Mm. The flaky single women. Couples that are not true to themselves. Overpriced events or takeovers who make their parties sound better than they actually are.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Last but not least, poorly formed first contact messages. She's hot. Wanna fuck messages are common. Yeah. Yeah, they are.
God knows the wanna fuck FUK. Yeah, I hear that. That was interesting. In a way, I feel like the big thing we're focusing on is kind of being just tired of it, jaded to it, like sick of the shit, like need a break from the bullshit.
Yeah.
Is it, my takeaway.
No, and I think it can kind of start to feel a little routine, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Like, there's often the same types of whatever dates or meetings. Like, you're going to meet this couple for drinks. You're going to meet this couple for dinner. You're going to meet this couple at the club. Or, like, it can, I don't know, it can just get a little, I think, repetitive. Or even things like party themes. Even if you're trying to expand and go to different clubs, events, facilities, a lot of people still do schoolgirl night and red night and white night and like whatever, insert fucking theme here.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. I guess, yeah, there's probably a finite amount of fucking themes but it can just feel a little like, oh, okay, we're going to go do this again. So yeah, so I think that can contribute as well. And I think there's also sort of an evaluation in terms of if your effort, time, and expense just doesn't really seem worth it. Like if you're spending
not getting the outcome you expect.
Yeah. That can be a bummer and like it kind of exhausts you.
Yeah, exactly. So you have the fatigue, like you have these high expectations to be in the lifestyle. You're looking forward to all this stuff on a date or a party, whatever. It doesn't pan out. All right. You've paid a couple hundred to be a member of this club, to go to that certain party. Okay, you're let down again. Or the guest list looks great, but when you're there, it's not held to the standard you expect. It's the same thing as kind of being jaded by someone who portrays himself with these great photos and then you go to meet them and they're the complete opposite of what you expect. Like, I don't know. It's just that gets exhausting after a while to put yourself out there hoping for these great events and then you get let down time after time.
Yeah.
But on not to totally 180 this, but I feel like another part of this is maybe when you're having a bunch of positive experiences or you've been in the lifestyle for years, you and your partner kind of lose like your identity in your own relationship because the lifestyle has become so much of what you are. Like that's what you identify as. You are lifestyle people.
Yeah.
Every free weekend, you're on the sites looking for something to do. Like you're so, I feel like we become jaded as the vanilla life. Like vanilla life is now boring. Like, I can't not be a swinger for a weekend. Like, what am I going to do? Just go to the bar and what? Not get naked? Like, what do I do? I feel like after a while, I don't know. In a sense, over the years, have, from time to time, have felt that fatigue. Like, it's too much of my identity that I need a break because I'm losing my own, like, who I am in my own relationship. Yeah, sorry. I just totally just switched the gears on this, but it's like the fatigue of all the being let down, or it's the fatigue of the same thing all the time that you forget who you are and you focus so much on wanting to hook up with other people that I think you lose sight of, wait, this is supposed to be beneficial to my partner and I. Like, are we okay? Like, are we flourishing from this? Like, are we getting anything from this? Yeah. Or are we just so focused on every weekend needing to fuck other people? That we're bored with each other. Like, it can even come to that extreme. I'm not there yet. But, like, I feel like it could come to that if you dive in too fast. Yeah. I don't know. There's a whole freaking spectrum of this shit.
Yeah.
Not trying to be negative, but you need to be careful and aware of where you're at.
Sure. And I think that even in your vanilla life, depending on what's happening, like, that can then impact your swinger life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. I think I would probably argue, like, a lot of times your vanilla life probably should take priority. I would probably argue for the most. Maybe there's an exception. But, like, you know, if, like, work and just life and family and whatever is really stressful at the moment and, like, whatever, you may not have the energy or time to devote to, like, your lifestyle stuff. And, like, that's fatiguing.
Yeah. And, like, it's okay. You begin to, like, resent.
Yeah.
You get to the point of resentment towards the lifestyle, which is not a good thing. It's not a positive thing. So I feel like it's really important to find that balance.
Yes.
Which is not easy to do.
Right.
Speaking from experience, it's not from time to time.
And I think especially, well, not even especially, when you're newer in the lifestyle, everything is new and fun and exciting. And you know what I mean? You want to just like completely dive in. But I think it is important to find that balance or you might end up fatigued.
Yeah. But wait, like examples that Barry and I have been through over the years is I feel like we go through phases of we're all about the club scene. We're all about the parties, the events.
Yeah.
Every month we can get to something, we do it. And then we just get sick of that shit. And then we focus more on the one-on-one dates with couples or singles. And then we get fatigued of that. And then we cycle back to the party scene.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you guys been through that? I thought that was a natural thing. Do you feel like you go through phases?
No, I would agree. Because I think with, like, to use the, like, kind of the first date, quote unquote, like when you're meeting someone as an example, I think that it can start to feel sort of routine or formulaic. We're going to meet for drinks. We're going to meet for dinner. We're going to like, it's like the same thing with every couple. And I think that often happens because it's just easy. But I would say if there is an opportunity to mix that up a little bit, that that could be beneficial. So whatever, if you want to go meet and fucking throw axes, because like that's the cool thing to do these days, or like just something a little out of the ordinary besides the let's have a drink, let's have dinner. Like,
that's so true.
That can help because I feel like, I don't know, sometimes as awesome as that couple is, it's like, we're going to go have dinner.
Oh my God. Yes, thank you, because I have felt that so many times. Actually, the start of the story that I'm going to share tonight, I felt so fucking nonchalant about meeting this couple. I was not sexually charged leading up to it. I felt like I was, to be honest, I felt like I was just doing it to help excite Barry, like to not make him bored.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Sure.
Like, it's been years and years. Like, we go through these phases.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was just meeting this couple to make him happy. I didn't do anything that I was totally adamant against, which we'll get into. But why was I feeling like anxiety and not excitement for meeting this couple?
Sure.
Because I feel like I needed a fuck. I need a fucking break and reset from this mundane shit of meeting couples.
Yeah.
To get excited again about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we ended up playing, and fucking the moment, it was great. But leading up to it, I was like not excited, I'm very easy to read on my face, so I felt like I was portraying the non-interest, but really it was just my internal like it's the same fucking shit. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That. It's, yeah. It's just the lifestyle fatigue of the same shit all the time.
Yeah. And no, I mean, even like to think back when Gary and I first started like meeting couples, you know, out and about, I was such a high level of that nervous and excited mix and mm-hmm. like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I mean, frankly, now we've been in this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm still excited to meet new people, but definitely not at that same level.
Yeah.
And I would say I generally don't have that same kind of nervous energy about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think that's just fucking reality that there's a law of diminishing returns. You're not always going to be jazzed up about meeting new people. And in some cases, there is a very pleasant surprise and it turns out wonderfully. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes it doesn't. And that's part of this as well. I don't think you can expect to have like kind of those newbie emotions forever.
You can't ride the high forever.
Yeah. Like it's just, that's not going to happen.
And in a way, I feel like this could also align with going on the same types of lifestyle vacations every year.
Yeah.
I know you guys seem very happy doing the, like the desire, the temptation trips every year. Barry and I have done temptation multiple times.
Yeah.
But I sometimes feel like, okay, we've been there, we've done it, it's the same all the time. Maybe we need a year where we go to a vanilla resort. I know, boring. I know it's boring. But maybe we need that
different
to be like, wow, we really do miss that lifestyle excitement. Like, we love the sexy vibe. I think you just need sometimes to take a step back to realize what you really appreciate about what you're involved in.
Exactly. So along that lines, maybe some other ideas about what you can do if you are experiencing some lifestyle fatigue. Kind of like you just mentioned, Madison, that might be a time where you and your partner need to take a step back, kind of reevaluate your situation, and kind of see what works, what doesn't. It might also be an opportunity to step out of your comfort zone and maybe just try something totally new.
True.
That might be a way to re-energize. Maybe not. It's going to be different for everybody, but that's one idea. And it doesn't have to be huge things even. Just as an example, frankly, very recently this year, Gary got really fed up with SLS. Swing Lifestyle, it's a website. You probably maybe have heard us talk about it before. He's like, I'm fucking over it. Like, Kenzie, you got to take this over for a minute.
Sure.
So literally, he handed me the laptop one night and made me change the password. So he cannot log in right now because he doesn't know what the password is.
That's not a bad idea.
So even, you know, not a huge monumental thing, but just kind of shifting roles even. Like if one person in your partnership normally does one thing, maybe you take a step back from that and let your partner do that thing.
That's a really good idea.
Mm. Yeah. So there's that. That could be one thing to do. But what about, Madison, like maybe having an honest conversation with your partner?
Yeah, I know. I feel like we always come back to the fact that you need to communicate with your partner.
True.
I think Barry and I will be the first to admit that we don't always do what we say you should do. Like, it's so easy to say, just have a conversation about it. But no, it's not always that easy.
It can be challenging, yep.
But really, I've done this with him on multiple occasions over the years. Like, I'm saturated with the lifestyle. I need to take a step back and I need to focus on you and I because I feel like we need to be stronger together before we keep going out and just fucking other people. Like, it takes two people to make the lifestyle worth it if you're in a couple scenario. So over the years, we've agreed on like take a month or two off and like let's just reset and then come back to it and be more excited by it all.
Yeah.
Because it is exciting and fun, but sometimes you just get fatigued of the even like just seeing naked people all the time on social media or like at the clubs. Like, you're kind of jaded. Like,
don't even think
there's
twice
that
about
pussy.
It.
Yep. There's that ass. Like, okay. Lens, yep. I feel like sometimes I'm in like vanilla situations and I'm just scrolling by and I just think it's normal to see that shit. No, it's really not. Yep. Non-lifestyle people. Like, we're just so okay with a lot. I don't know. I think it's very beneficial to take a step back and be like, wow, I think we're pretty lucky to be okay with this in our relationships and to expose ourselves to these types of scenarios. You just need to appreciate it more. And what better way to do that than to take a break and reset and come back.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway.
I like it.
I know, I don't know if we're to the takeaway, but that's my takeaway.
That's fair. But no, and I think that you, in the lines of communication, like you can do that with your lifestyle friends. Like if you need to communicate, like, guys, we're just like kind of here chilling right now. We're not looking to play. Would love to still grab dinner, grab drinks. I don't know, find something else. But like whatever it is, like I think that, you know, people will understand that, but it probably wouldn't hurt to just kind of throw that out. Like
it's true.
We're sort of like pseudo taking a step back. We're not really looking to play right now. Would still love to hang out and whatever.
You can even still go to a club, but you just want to be in the environment and not play. Yeah, just share that with people.
Yeah.
It's totally okay. That's a good idea, actually.
You know. All right. So any tips maybe for avoiding lifestyle fatigue in the first place? Like anything that couples or people can do before they kind of hit that wall?
I know. I feel like it can kind of come out of the blue, but maybe it's best to set limits on how often you partake in these types of scenarios or how often you go to clubs, how often you want to check the lifestyle websites or apps together, how often you want to have dates once a month or check these sites once a week together. That's not something we really thought about at the start, but that could be beneficial.
Absolutely.
Or maybe like, so the vacation thing I talked about, you can do a bunch of lifestyle things, but then throw in something completely vanilla just to connect with your partner to mix it up.
Yeah.
Normally lifestyle's mixing it up, but for our case, you need to mix it up with vanilla shit. And like we just said, if you want to go out and be in the environment, maybe focus on just being sexy and dressing up with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And just feeling safe in an environment where you can totally flirt and touch each other safely.
Yeah.
Like, and not be judged.
Sure.
But you don't necessarily have to hook up with another person.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that's something that maybe I personally have done where I kind of am like shifting my focus in the lifestyle settings to something other than, oh, is there anyone here that we might want to play with? Like, I think people have heard, if you've been listening ever, you've heard me talk about like, I love to dance and like the wobble is my thing and blah, blah, blah. But kind of shifting sometimes to like, yes, like let's just go be in this fun environment. We're just going to like have some drinks and dance a little and like that's enough.
Legit, no expectations.
Yes.
Legitimately though.
Right. You really, truly just no expectations.
Yeah.
So sometimes like that can be a way to still, you know, stay connected, I guess, to the lifestyle, but just, shift the focus, lower the expectations maybe.
Yeah. I think our takeaway is that there really are natural ebbs and flows. There's highs and lows if you're in the lifestyle for a long time. So don't expect that it's always this newborn excitement and
all it's all perfect.
It might be for a couple years, you might have that high, but at some point I feel like you are going to have that low. And it's just important to note that it's okay to take a break or take a step back or approach the scenario, approach it differently from parties all the time to maybe just dates one-on-one. But just make sure you're always taking care of your own mental health, your own even physical health to make sure that you feel good all the time in this type of situation. Never lose track of connecting with your partner because if you are partnered in this, that it really is a priority. So don't lose focus of that.
Yeah.
And it never hurts to always reevaluate your boundaries, your preferences. It's okay to change and evolve in the lifestyle. And our next episode is episode 50. And we are totally talking about how we both have evolved in the lifestyle.
Sneak peek.
And that's okay to do. Yeah. So there's our teaser for episode 50.
Woo!
All right. I think, does that wrap it up, Kenzie?
Perfectly. With a bow on top.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back for Going Deep, and I'm going to share a sexy story.
Ooh.
Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Cue Shameless Care, the experts in STI testing. With Shameless Care, you get at-home testing kits that arrive in discreet packaging. You get a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care offers the most comprehensive STI testing available, and if you visit their website and use coupon code FWAT, you can receive $30 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed.
All right, friends, we are back for the Going Deep segment, and Madison has a super sexy foursome story about some lucky couple that got to fuck her and Barry. So tell us all the deets, girlfriend. Oh,
okay, so this story is titled Random Night Out. So Barry and I met this couple.
Madison.
That's what it's called in my phone. So Barry and I met this couple. We had actually been chatting with them for, honestly, possibly 6 months or so on SLS, Swing Lifestyle. It's very easy to chat with people and just not be able to connect with them just because of lives and whatnot. So randomly, the stars just aligned on this, again, random night. We were looking at hot dates. We saw that they had one posted. So we reached out to them.
Sure.
We ended up meeting at this classy bar/restaurant for drinks. It sits like a couple levels up on this downtown area that we both live between.
Yeah.
And it has nice views. It's a classy place. So we met them there. This is the first time we ever saw them in person. So let me describe her.
Yes.
She is this petite blonde, gorgeous. What I found out later was she had this really nice round ass and a very friendly personality, which I noticed right away.
Okay.
So just for the heck of it, she's going to be called Beth.
Okay.
And I'm not normally always drawn to petite females just because I'm tall and I feel like an ogre with short people. Like, I'm not just drawn to people like that. Mm-hmm. But she made me feel comfortable.
Okay.
So I was attracted to her.
All right.
She's
got this great ass.
Yes.
What about her top half?
So later in the night when we finally got a booth and sat down together, she had this top that was slightly unbuttoned.
Mm.
And she has nice boobs.
Okay.
Not overly large, but like it accommodated her body. So it was very just proportionate.
Well, everything
very
worked.
Not, they're definitely real and just not overwhelming to her shape.
Okay. Makes sense.
I mean this very positively.
All right. And a good, fun personality?
Yes. Like I said earlier, a very friendly personality.
Got it.
So that's Beth.
Yes.
And her counterpart, we're going to call Tom. I chose very, very generic names just because.
Sure.
So he is this tall, dark-haired, in-shape man, but not overly muscular.
Okay.
He's a guy that likes to chat. And made us feel like old friends, like right off the bat.
Okay.
So we then found out that they are both several years older than both of us, both Barry and I.
Sure.
But he was very chatty, very friendly. To be honest, right off the bat, I wasn't like, oh my God, get in my panties. But over time, like talking to him, like I said earlier, it was a little bit of lifestyle fatigue going into meeting them.
Yeah.
I wasn't overly thrilled. I was like, fine, let's just go out, meet for drinks.
See what happens.
Right? I literally was not expecting play this night.
Okay.
Either was Barry. So this is not Barry's fault either. But things just happen.
It's no one's fault.
Anyway, I'll get into that. Sorry, I digress. So they are actually a newish couple into the lifestyle. They are both dating post previous marriages.
Mm.
They're super new to the lifestyle, like a couple months in.
Okay.
Take that to note.
Wow.
What did you want to do a couple months into the lifestyle? Did you not want to fuck everyone on the first date? Did you?
Nope.
Well, that was them.
Okay, cool.
So to be honest, at first, I was not really sure I wanted to play. But I'm going to just wrap this up and get to the good shit. Mm-hmm. Basically, at the end of the night at that restaurant, 9:30-ish, like the place closed at 10, they said that we were welcome back to their place, but the night was totally up to us.
Mm.
So I guess I was being weird in my face, so whatever. They're like, let's give you two some time. So both of them went to the bathroom. Tom and Beth went to the bathroom, left Barry and I to figure out what we wanted to do.
Was that?
It was all on us.
Mm. Weird. Was that the first indication in the evening that they were like down to fuck?
For me, yeah.
Okay, okay.
They were not overly, they both gave compliments. She gave me a compliment on my shirt. It was a little see-through and you could see my boobs through it, like with a bra.
Yeah.
But I don't think he gave me any vibe. I don't think she really gave him any vibe.
Okay. Okay.
So it was like, okay, we're about to go. Do you want to go back to our place?
Just drop this on you and, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I felt really awkward. They went to the bathroom. Barry and I chatted. Honestly, I felt like everyone was full on fuck mode except for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know really how Barry was feeling because I forgot to ask prior to this. But honestly, I felt like I was just obliging everyone. Like I was like, okay, I felt obliged to do this. Everyone wants to fuck. Fine. I expressed to Barry that honestly, I wasn't really thrilled to be doing it just because I thought we were literally meeting this couple with no expectations. Yeah. And I wasn't right off the bat getting that sexy, sexy vibe.
Sure.
So
sure.
I really felt kind of forced into it, mainly by the other couple, not Barry. Barry mm-hmm. was telling me, like, whatever you want to do. It's whatever you want to do. I was like, I don't know. Well, I feel weird. Like, they're expecting this. What am I just going to say? No, they're never going to talk to us again. And it's...
And then, like, the clock is ticking because they're just in the restroom.
Yeah. Like, and then they come creeping around the corner slowly, like, trying to give us time.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not turned off by them, but I just wasn't in the mindset when we met them to fuck.
That it was, going to go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I don't know. So anyway, we went back to their apartment. I didn't feel like I was forced to go back there. Yeah. I don't mean to say it that way. I honestly did not expect that for the night.
Sure.
And when I'm in those situations where everyone's like, whatever, 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 someone's got to make the fucking call. Mm. And I didn't want to be the Debbie Downer. So we went back to their place. It was townhouse apartment type of setup. Mm-hmm. She already had, she had a button-up top on at dinner, like a collared button-down. Mm-hmm. I think it was like silky gold. When we got there, she had the top buttons already undone. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. We had a quick like half drink. They did not have very much alcohol to offer us, but I took what they had.
Oh, strike one.
I don't know. But 15 minutes in, she was like, do you want to go to the bedroom?
Wow.
They already had the, like the lights dimmed. There was this candle going. They had sensual music playing. Like they were like boom,
on
boom,
this
boom.
Shit. All right.
I understand later because they have certain weekends together. They're divorced. They have families. Like they gotta do what they gotta do when they can do it.
All right.
So I understand that.
Yeah, kind of.
It was very nice that they had the music, the candle lit. It was really a very nice atmosphere. Sure. To be honest. So it put my bitchiness aside. I was like, wow, thank you.
They made the effort.
I feel comfortable here.
Yeah, yeah.
So her and I actually got things going with like some light kissing. All four of us were standing at the end of the bed. They had a very nice king size bed.
Mm, bonus.
And then I was super hot. Like their room was so fucking warm.
Just physically just temperature hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was, because we were all clothed still at that point. Oh, so I was like, all right, I'm going to take my clothes off now. So then everyone started to do so. She was the very first one to like follow suit. And then we helped the guys like get down to their boxers and whatnot.
Sure.
And her and I really took the reins and started to get things like going.
Okay. How did you do that?
So we were both, we stripped down to just, we actually both had these black tiny like G-string thongs on. And that was all that we were wearing. So we started like softly touching each other's necks, like kissing up and down our both of our tits, our necks, like across our bodies, like across the chest, very like sweet, soft kisses.
Yeah. All right.
Which we never talked about how we, I think we very, very briefly talked about how we played, which was just that we're okay with girl on girl and couple like swapping.
Full, yeah.
I forgot to mention something that they threw in out of the blue was that the male half was bi-curious.
Oh.
Very last minute they threw that in. We didn't let it happen because Barry's not on the same page, but they threw that in last minute, which kind of fucked me up. That like that was weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Seems it's like not you weird would... that you do it, but why would you not have that more
just
forefront?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so her and I were kissing across each other's chest. Our tits, like, were softly caressing each other. And then we were all still standing at the end of the bed. We swapped partners and started making out with the other person.
Okay.
So Tom, in this story, him and I started making out, and his kisses were, like, hot and heavy right off the bat.
Ooh.
Like, super intense. So I personally just took that as he's super hyped up, like pulling me in, like intense, passionate makeout kisses.
Okay.
Barry told me her kisses were the same. I didn't really see it because like I was being pulled into his face.
Yeah.
But Barry said she was basically the same with him.
And do you guys like that? Was that like good or bad for you guys?
Not bad, but I think just because it was so early in the night, I was just kind of like, whoa. But like normally,
a little bit like too much too soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I think that goes back to their like them being newbies, them having certain weekends to play. Like they get right to it. They're excited.
Ready to
where
go.
Barry and I have done this for so long. I was sure. Like, whoa. Okay. Like can we get ease to in? This.
Yeah. Yeah.
In like 30 minutes.
Okay. But okay. Got it.
It was still okay.
All right. So passionate kissing.
Yes.
Sorry. Like, I distracted.
So eventually we all got on the bed in a circle. On our knees. I know it sounds weird, like we're having a seance, but like we all just started rubbing our hands on each other. Like we traded kisses, except for the two guys together. Mm. Like her and I would kiss, and then I'd turn to my left and I would kiss Tom, and then Beth would kiss Barry, mm-hmm. and like then her and I would kiss, and we're all just like rubbing each other's thighs on the bed.
Okay.
And then fingering started to ensue. Ooh. So honestly, everyone really shared each other, like all together.
Okay.
Like he'd reach over to me, I'd reach to her, and then I'd reach back and like grab his cock, and she'd do it to Barry. It was very like just equal hands-on sharing.
Okay.
At that point.
That's fun.
For a few minutes. And then after that, we separated a little bit more, but we all still remained on the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
And both guys went down on both of the girls. So Tom went down on me and Barry went down on Beth.
Mm-hmm.
And however, like the whole time that was going on, her and I on our backs, we would softly like reach over and rub each other's tits and like caress up and down our like abdomen, chest, arms, all of that.
Yeah.
And then intermittently we would reach over a little bit more and we'd start to make out a little bit and like moan and lean into each other with pleasure while the guys were both going down on us at the same time. She sounded fucking hot. Like she was having this amazing orgasm from Barry's oral. And I'm not jealous, but it was just very intense and vocal, like pretty quickly.
Okay.
I was okay with it. It was just like, wow, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. You're really enjoying we're there. This.
Oh, okay.
And I think I was maybe overthinking the moment. So as much as I was enjoying him, I was just taking it all in and I wasn't quite at the same level.
Sure.
But it was still very hot to hear how much she was enjoying what Barry was doing. Yeah, yeah. So we then shifted to pleasuring the guys. So they got on their backs then on the bed and we began like rubbing their cocks separately, like her to Barry, me to her partner.
Mm-hmm.
And she then would lean over. She then leaned over and whispered to me, take all of that cock.
Ooh.
I was like, okay, so we're doing dirty talk now. All right. Took me by surprise, but it was actually also really hot.
Okay, yeah,
it's
I see that.
It's not something I don't think I've ever done to another female in that situation, to be honest. I don't, not that I recall.
Yeah.
So I did what she said, and I went down on him. Well, I know she was right next to me sucking off Barry's cock. This cock that I took was very girthy, so I did my best to take it all.
Okay.
Sometimes I am not the best at the very wide or very, very long ones, but I did my best to take it all.
Yeah.
He then pulled me up to make out with me, like, mid-session, and just said he needed to fuck me. So I'm taking that as he was really turned on and not that I sucked at sucking his cock.
No, I'm sure he was just, like, ready to go.
I hope so. So both guys, honestly, at the same time, they grabbed condoms, and I took it doggy style to begin on the bed, while she then rode Barry on the same bed right next to us. She was riding him, and I was taking it doggy.
Okay.
She was very sensual, like confident, and honestly really hot to watch. I don't know if it's just because she's an older woman, been with different people. Like, she just seemed very confident in what she liked and what she wanted in the moment. So I actually enjoyed observing that while she was on top of Barry.
Okay.
And honestly, she kept whispering things and like to make eye contact too. Like she said some things to Barry. She'd lean over and say some things to me, look at me in the eyes. It was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Not what I expected. But while because he's a little bit girthier, I had to pull back a few times when he was fucking me because it kind of hurt.
Yeah.
It can be a lot. For him to go full force on my pussy, like I was like, ow, I'm not really enjoying this.
Yeah.
But we'd pause, and then I'd arch back to make out with him because I thought that was a nice compliment. And then I'd do it again, and then I'd arch back, like, let's make out again. Mm-hmm. So we did this for quite a while. And then I said I needed a break. And I told her to fuck Tom, like her partner, while Barry and I watched.
Yeah.
Because I just like needed a break.
Yeah, sure.
And I think Barry was satisfied. I honestly don't recall if he had come at this point or what, but he seemed to be pretty satisfied that I thought he was okay and in agreement with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So Barry went out, he grabbed us some water, and this other couple started to fuck each other. Mm-hmm. And we were just on the bed watching them do it. Mm. Then he had me sit on his face. So Tom had me sit on his face while she was riding him, like pulled us right back into the scenario. Yeah. Not a bad thing. But I remember he did that while like Barry went to the bathroom to excuse himself for a minute. And then Barry came back in the room and here I'm sitting on Tom's face while he's fucking his partner. But I was sitting on his face, like facing her. So her and I were face to face while she's riding him and I was on his face. Mm-hmm. And so we could kiss each other and touch each other.
Yeah.
So then Barry came out of the bathroom, like came to my side on the bed and was then kissing and touching on me. There was just so much sensual goodness going on that I did not expect. Mm. And eventually we all came to this some sort of finish. Everyone had a satisfied finish in the moment.
Yeah.
And we actually hung out, like, just naked, talking on their bed for a bit. Just random, like, vanilla shit afterwards. Nice. We were just talking.
Aw, that's comfortable, though.
Yeah. But eventually, I was like, hey, I don't really want to be out all night. at the start of the night,
go.
They were taking hits from their pens and they were smoking something. So they were, like, ready to go all night. Mm. Although they offered us some, I don't take random things from strangers, to be honest. So we were just like not on the same level. We're like, I wanted to be home in a reasonable time and it seemed like they just wanted to fuck all night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I had said like, hey, I think we're gonna go soon. I don't want to be out all night. So we all agreed. We called it a night. We got dressed. Tom walked us to the door. Yeah. And I really think it could have been an all night thing if I didn't end it there. Mm-hmm. But Barry and I just didn't really have that in the cards for that night.
So sure.
I think we ended probably at the most prime time that we could have.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I guess that goes to say that although you might have lifestyle fatigue, sometimes it is okay to push through feeling a little unsure about what you want for the night and maybe just go for it. Even if you're, I don't want to say like feeling pressured to do it, but even if you kind of are, but you're still attracted to the people, maybe just go for it.
Yeah.
Because this really was a hot night that I did not expect, and I'm thankful that we did it in the end, but leading up to it I totally could have ruined it and this might not have happened.
Yeah,
but I'm thankful that we did do it.
Right.
So
no, it's always a tough call. Mm-hmm. And there's no guarantees, but yeah, if you can kind of give the benefit of the doubt or whatever, like keep an open mind or however you want to think about it, like sometimes it does turn out really well. So I know it's a tough call to make on the moment, but all right.
So thank you, Random Night Out couple. It was a blast.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for that super sexy story, Madison. And that's it. That's going to wrap up episode 49.
Yeah, but don't forget, next episode is 50, so we might do something extra special. Ooh. If we go out somewhere or plan to attend a party, check our social media. We'll be sure to let you know. Also, check our Quiver. We will make posts on there wherever we're going.
All right. Connect with us on X, on Instagram at FWAT_podcast. Email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Find us on Quiver. We're out there. We're fucking available. Fucking find us and let us know.
We're just fucking.
All of it. So there's that. Leave us a review wherever you listen to the podcast. If you have enjoyed what you've heard here today, tell your friends about us. And that's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.